All right, Davosai, good morning.
Jokes are from the
good morning. All right, so we're going to begin today, Chavav Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom, Ularava. So if you remember again, we're in the middle of the sugya of discussing the Tumas Begadim, or more specifically, how large a particular piece of fabric, a particular piece of Begad must be in order to be able to contract Tumas. So far what we've seen is two different categories. We've seen Shalosh HaShalosh, which is a very small shear of 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths. And we've also seen Shalosh HaShalosh, 3 by 3 Tfachim. So it seems to be, again, in the case of Shalosh by Shalosh, so far the opinions that we've seen is that that type of Tumah is limited to a Beged of Tzemer Ufishim. It's limited to a Beged of wool or of flax. But interestingly enough, when it comes to the Beged of Shalosh HaShalosh, 3 Tfachim by 3 Tfachim, which is a larger shear, so there again we have a little bit more flexibility, and there we have opinions who hold that halacha l'maaseh is such a baggit of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even if made of different materials, may in fact go ahead and be receptive to tumah. The Gemara's logic for that was that the baggit that shlosha shlosh is already considered to be a little bit more significant, and that it's chazi la'ashirin, that even, you know, by the 3 finger breadths, so no one's really going to use that. It's very small, only aniyim. But Ashirim ultimately would use the 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So the Gemara says, Ularava, the Amr Shlosha al Shlosha Bishar Begodim Ika Benayu. So says the Gemara, according to Rava, who said earlier, towards the middle of the daf of Amud Beis, that a beggar of Shlosha al Shlosha, a beggar of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, Bishar Begodim, with other materials other than woolen flax, Ika Benayu, that is the subject of machlokis between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and the Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. Namely what? The Rav Shimon Elazar is slave. So according to Rava, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that if you have a beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even of different materials other than tzemer ufishtim, halacha lemaisa could contract tumah. The Tana Debei Rav Yishmael less like, but according to the Tana Debei Rav Yishmael, he would hold that halacha lemaisa, a beged of other materials other than tzemer ufishtim, but that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, is not receptive to tumah. So the Gemara says, shlosha al shlosha b'shar begodim. So then, according to the opinion who holds that a beged of shlosha al shlosha, of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, made of materials other than wool and linen, can be receptive to tumah, what is the source for that concept? From where do we learn that? Minole. Take a look at the last Rashi on Chavav Amud Beis. Rashi says, Minole, the Rabbi Shimon, shum tumah bishar begodim, hoil, ushar begadim has tumen lemeidin hein minam afurish. So, if you remember again, yesterday what we established is that from the vahabeged, we learned out a binyan av, that the Torah normally says beged sasum, normally says beged in an unqualified situation, except it happens to be by tzaraz, it elaborates and says beged semer or beged pishtim. So the Gemara learned out from there that anytime you see the word habeged or beged, it comes to include a beged of wool or a beged of linen. So now the Gemara says like this, Rava just said that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, a beged that shlosha shlosha, if you have a garment that 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even of other materials, it can contract tumah. So the Gemara just says, now where do we know that from, if at the end of the day we've just already established that under normal circumstances, beged means semer ufishtim? So the Gemara says, top of chav zayin, may o beget. We learn it out from the word o beget. Now the passage that they're referring to over here is Torah says the following: v'chol ma'ima she'yipol mehem b'mosam yitzvah mikol eitz o beget o or. See here, Torah is talking about tumas sheretz. So remember, a dead sheretz, a dead rodent, has the ability to go ahead and convey tumah. So one of the things it could convey tumah to is a beged, is a garment. So when the Torah writes about the beged that the sheretz comes in contact with, it says o beget or a beget. So the Gemara says, Disanya, beged, ainli ela beged. So you will say, under normal circumstances, when the Torah says beged, you know one thing that beged doesn't mean. Beged doesn't just mean a piece of fabric. Beged means a garment. So shlosha al shlosha bishar begodim minayin. So how do we know that even a piece of material that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, made of other materials other than wool and linen, how do we know that it could contract tumah as well? And this is, again, dafka referring to tumas sheretz. Talmud Lomar, O Beged. Therefore the Gemara answers, because the Torah itself says, O Beged. O, meaning or a Beged. So sometimes the Gemara does this. O is Lerabos. Just like S is Lerabos, sometimes S comes to include O is Lerabos also. So when the Torah says, O Beged, it didn't have to say O Beged, it could have just said Beged. O comes to go ahead and include another category of Beged. what's the additional category of beged that's coming to be included? Even a piece of fabric, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. And not only that, it's also coming to include, bless you, a piece of fabric, bless you, that is not wool or linen, but is even made of other materials. So the Gemara says, Va'abaye, hai o beged my ovile. So what does Abaye do with this Obege? Because remember, Abaye disputes Rava, right? Rava is the one who holds that according to Rav Shimon Elazar, that if you have a Bege that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even of other materials, other than Tzara Pishnim, that is Mekabel Tumah. So Abaye who disputes this, what does he do with the Obege? So the Gemara says, Mibayle l'rabos shalosh al shalosh b'tzemer u'fishtim d'metame b'shratzin. So Abaye says, Rava, you're wrong. The Obeged is necessary for something else. What's the something else? The Obeged teaches us that if you have a piece of fabric, that's what? Shalosh al shalosh. 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths. That it has, and it's made of wool or linen, that it has the ability to become tamei through tumas sheretz. That's what Obeged teaches us. The Rava, goli rachmona gabi negoim, v'hu adin l'shratzim. So how would Rava go ahead and counter that? Rava would say, no, it's not a problem. Because the Torah already told us that what? That a beged, that a piece of fabric that has 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths has the ability to become tamei. It already taught us that by tzaras. And whatever is going to be true by tzaras will what? Will be true by shrotzim as well. Abaye says, no. You can't learn out shrotzim. You can't learn out shrotzim from the goyim. Why? Va'abaye, ikal mefrach, malin goyim shekein shesi va'arev mitam bohem. You can't do that because, as you pointed out yesterday, Negoim Tzaras has its own unique aspect of Tumah, which is that what? That even a very small cross-section of the fabric, the warp and the woof, right? So remember that the way that at least the Gemara explains that you would go ahead and stitch things together is you'd have a crisscross pattern. See that there's a tiny spot of Tzaras found in the crisscross pattern, then Halacha L'maisa, that's enough to go ahead and make the object Tameh. That is a specific and unique din by Tzaras. So therefore, just because the Torah tells us that even a 3 finger breadth by 3 finger breadth piece of material becomes Tameh by Negoim, you can't immediately apply that to Tumah Shratzim as well, because Negoim has a Chumrah over Shratzim. So the Gemara said the following, the Idoch, and Rava would respond, and he would say, Isak Adaitcho Negoim Chamiri, if you think that Negoim, that Tzaras, is really more chamer than Tumah Sheretz, Lichtov Rachmona Gabe Shrotzim, Velesu Negoim Inayu. If that's the case, then let the Torah just go ahead and state the concept that even a Shalosh al Shalosh becomes Tamei by Shrotzim, and all the more so I would know what, that is definitely Tamei by Negoim. The Idach, the other, would reply, Negoim Mishrotzim Lo Asu, no, because you will not be able to learn out Tzaras from Shrotzim. Why? The Igal Mifrach, because you could always raise a contradiction, you could always raise a question, Malish Shratzim Shekim Mitami Becha Adosha. Because the Sheretz Rabosai has the ability to convey Tuma even what? If it's a tiny little lentil, right? What that means is, not our topic for today, but just if it were our topic for today, I would tell you that the interesting part about Shratzim is, under normal circumstances, in order for an item to convey Tuma, it has to have a shear. It has to have a shear. The difference is with the sheretz, that even if you have a tiny sheretz, as long as it's whole, halacha lemaaseh conveys tumah. It's the concept of beria, right? That when an item is a living entity, as long as it's in its whole state, it doesn't really matter. Like the Gemara Maseches Matos brings down that if you eat an amala, right? If you eat an ant, now under normal circumstances, ma'achalos asuros, right? For forbidden food substances are only chayv if you eat what? If you eat a kizayis, with the exception of if you eat a beria, if you eat a whole entity, then halacha lemaaseh you're chayv. So you eat an ant, which obviously is not a kizayis, right? If you have ants that aren't kizayis, you've got bigger problems than ma'achalos asuros. But what the Gemara is saying over here is you can't learn out shratzim. Excuse me, you will not be able to go ahead and learn out negarim from shratzim, because shratzim has its own unique chumrah, which is what? That is matan b'chadosha. Amr Abaye, Sabai says the following. Hai Tana, Sabosai, so just if we pause here for just a moment, although Rava's learning out this idea that a beged that's shlosha al shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, with other materials other than wool and linen, he's learning out, when he comes Tamei according to Rav Shimon Elazar, from a word in the pasuk by Tumah Shratzim of O beged, the Gemara just points out that Abaye, who disagrees with Rava, will have a totally different drasha for that particular pasuk. Fine. Amar Abaye. Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mafik Miidach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. So the Abaye says, this Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Now remember, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel means a student from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. So what Abaye is pointing out is, we have two conflicting statements from two students from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Hai Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mafik, right, literally excludes, Miidach Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Why, what happened? The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, because now Abaye quotes this other student from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, who said the following, Beged, Einli Ege, Einli Ela, Beged Semeru Fishtim. I only know when the Torah says Beged, I only know that a beged means a beged, a garment of woolen linen. Minayin lerabos tsemer gimalim. How do I know to include wool of a camel, tsemer arnovim, rabbit wool, notza shal itzim, goat hair, shirin, silk, kalach, we had this before, is kalach silk, srikin is corded silk. So how do I know that it comes to include all other types of fabric as well? Talmud lomar, o beged. We learned that after the pasuk of same course that Rav quoted before the pasuk of the phrase "O beged" or a beged, which is the pasuk quoted by Tumas Shrasim. So I'm going to say, here's what's interesting. We just got finished saying earlier, according to Rava, that halacha lemaisa, according to Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Debei Rabbi Yishmael does not hold of shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim. Right? The Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael does not hold. That if you have a garment that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim of any other material, it's not mekabel tuma. Abaye is now saying that what? We have, on record, another statement from a student of the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel who holds that what? That if you have a beged made of these other materials, it what? It is in fact mekabel tuma.
Shlosha shlosha.
3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Not so much shlosha shlosha right now.
Or regular.
Or correct. One, the part that everybody, although... It's not everybody, but the part that the Gemara is removing over here is shalosh al shalosh. Let's go right now that the majority opinion holds that only applies to tzemer ufishtim. Regular beged is much more expensive. Everyone will agree that even other materials, the unique case is shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. So the Gemara says the following. So I'm both saying, now, what do we do with this other Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael? Right? We have two conflicting accounts. So Rava Amar, Rava says, ki les le lahach Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Bishar begadim shalosha shalosh. Shlosha al shlosha isla. And in fact, that's exactly how Rava reconciles the contradiction. Rava's one who's got a problem. Why does Rava have a problem? Because on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, what we just started today's shiur with, Rava was the one who quoted Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael as saying that halacha lemaisa, shlosha al shlosha does not apply to shar begadim. We now have what? The Tana over here saying that something does apply to other begadim. So Rava will try to reconcile it by saying the following. Rava Amar ki lesei lahach Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. When does that other Tana of Debei Rabbi Yishmael reject this notion? B'shar begadim shalosh al shalosh, shlosha al shlosha. It's not a contradiction, right? The only time that the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael rejects the notion of shar begadim is only shalosh al shalosh, the very specific and unique case of 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths, but by shlosha al shlosha, right? But by again, a case of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael will agree that it's mekabel tuma. So what is 1 second? V'ha Rava hu d'amar shlosha al shlosha b'shar begadim, the Rav Shimon alazir islay, the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael slay. But the Gemara says, but Rava, that's not what you said, right? On Chaf Vav Amadez, Rava, you said that according to the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, even if you have a beged that shlosha shlosha, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael holds that even by shar begadim, it's not mekabel tuma. To which the Gemara says, Harder be Rava me'ahi. Rava retracted that statement. Rava retracted that. Okay, look at Rashi. Harder be Rava me'ahi. Va'asa Tana, it's almost right across in Rashi. Va'asa Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, Rav Shimon Elazar Amru Dover Echot. Belav ka abaye ela dilatar bayu bishar begadim tumas gimel al gimel leka shlosha shlosha ika. So therefore, the Gemara first thing the Gemara says, Rava retracted that statement, and therefore there's no contradiction. Even Rava would agree that according to the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael, if you have a beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even by shar begadim, meaning non semer ufishtim, it's mekabel tuma. The point of contention between Rabbi Elazar, or Shimon Elazar, and the Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael will be in the case of Shalosh al Shalosh. Fine. V'boy Seima. The other possibility is, meaning if you don't want to go ahead and set it up as Rabbah retracting his statement, Ha Rav Papa Amra. Or you could say Rav Papa said this. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa Amar Af Kol La'asuye Kilayim. So Rav Papa says that when the Tana goes ahead earlier and said that Beged comes to include all of these other materials, what it's specifically coming to include is Kilayim, is a mixture of wool and linen. Take a look at Rashi. Hachi Garcina de Rav Papa Amar Af Kol La'asuye Kilayim. Af Kol de Tana de Resha de Ka Amar Af Kol Begadim Stam. Semeru fishtim, lav the ferushe begadim stum in the tuma koi, dukoi, osi de bishar tuma, vadem etamushar begadim, disrabu, elo le ferushe begad arbekilayim. So according to Rav Papa, wants to suggest the following idea, that when the Gemara goes ahead and says that begad comes to include other materials, what the Gemara is actually telling us is that the only definition of a begad, of a prohibited begad, is what? One that has a mixture of wool and linen. So the Gemara says, but why do you need a drasha for that? The Gemara says, Kilayim Be'ajik Sidbe. But Kilayim, the prohibition of a mixed baguette, is explicitly stated. What does the Torah say? Lo Silbash Shatnes Tzemer Ufishtim Yachdov. So, Rav Papa wants to say that really the drasha of baguette is coming to teach you that the only type of prohibited baguette, right, the only type of mixture that you can't use is Tzemer Ufishtim. Because why do you need a drasha for that? Torah explicitly says that. So you might say, oh, listen to this. Sakradait Khamina, I might have thought, Hani Mili Derech Levisha. I might have thought that when is it prohibited to wear a baguette of Shabbos? Well, it's actually very interesting. I might have thought that it's only usher if you wear it. If you mamish wear it, Derech Levisha. Aval Baha'Allah. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean, Ha'Allah? Ha'Allah means, you know, you could have a baguette over you, but you're not necessarily wearing it, right? So I guess maybe the good example would be like, I'm sorry?
Blanket.
Like a blanket, right? So you, I'm sorry?
A shawl,
a towel is good, okay. You could feel free to fill in the blanks, whatever catches your fancy. But the idea over here is that Levisha, right? Levisha is the act of actually putting something on, versus halah means you're wearing it over you. So the Gemara makes a very interesting point. The Gemara says, I might have thought the following. I thought when the Torah says lo silbash shatnes, so I was like, here's what's interesting. Silbash is a fascinating word. What does silbash mean? What? Silbash means wear. Means wear. Now, wearing is a very specific action. So I might have thought the following. I might have thought lo silbash shatnes ravishlim yachtov sakhadait chamina hani mili derech levisha. Oh, when is there an issa de araisa to go ahead and wear a baguette of tzemer ravishlim? Dafka when? When you're wearing it. Aval baha'Allah. But maybe if you're just going ahead and what? Placing it over you. Kol trei mini aser. Any two fabrics combined should be aser. Meaning, the fact is, I might have thought that the Isra of Shatnez only governs Semer Ufishtim when it's being worn. But maybe any other combination of prohibited fibers should be aser, even just Derech Ha'aloh, to which the Gemara of Lav Kal V'chomer, but would then not be learned that from a Kal V'chomer? Uma Levisha. The Gemara says, "Lav kal v'chomer." Umalavisha, when it comes to wearing the garment, deka mishani kule gufe mikilayim, where your entire body is benefiting from the kilayim. Amris tsemer ufishtim in midi achrini lo. Then it only says that tsemer ufishtim is also anything else is mutter. Ha'ala lo kol shekei. Then all the more so tallas you both say with the Gemara saying your logic is flawed. You were trying to say that, oh, when the Torah says that you can't wear shatnez, that's only telling you that you can't wear shatnez, right? That the Isra of Tzemer Ufishtim is only Levisha. But any other material is going to be aser, what? Even just Derech Ha'aloh. The Gemara says that's reverse logic. It's just the opposite. The more chamer thing is what? The more chamer thing is Levisha, right? That's the more chamer thing because your whole body gets benefit when you wear. The Torah is saying, only time that Tzemer Ufishtim are aser is when? When it's Levisha. But Ha'Allah, where your whole body does not get benefit, L'kol Shekein, then perhaps it should not be Aser. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Rav Papa Beduzi. The Gemara says, you're right. Rav Papa's statement is a mistake. So far, we'll say what we've got going for us so far is Rav is retracted, right? Rav is retracted, Rav Papa's made a mistake, which is another way of saying, we got to figure this out. So the Gemara says, okay, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar. So Nachman, I'm going to tell you how to, remember, we're trying to figure out one thing. We have two conflicting statements of the Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. That's what we're stuck with over here. The Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael on Chavav Amud Beis tells us that what? That Shlosha al Shlosha does not apply to Shar Begadim. that if you have a piece of fabric that is three tefachim by three tefachim, it's not mekabel tuma if it's made of other non-wool and linen fabrics. And we have the time of the Be'er Yishmael on Chav Zayin Aladav telling us that shloshal shloshu arshtei beged made of all of these other materials is mekabel tuma. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says, Afkol la'asuye amudeis la'asuye tzitzis. Oh, interesting. So the Gemara says, no. You know what it's coming to include? When the time of the Be'er Yishmael talks about the idea that halacha l'maisa, beged should include all types of begadim, it's coming to include tzitzis. Coming to include tzitzis. What does that mean? Look at Tav Rashi, la'asuye tzitzis. De'lo mechayvi b'tzitzis, ela bigdei tzemer ufishtim. That Rav Osa, the only type of beged that is chayiv in tzitzis is what? A beged of tzemer ufishtim. Right? It's only if you have a beged that is made of either wool or linen that it's chayiv in tzitzis. So the Gemara says, tzitzis, bajiksiv. But tzitzis is explicitly stated. Why? Torah says, lo silbash shatnis, tzemer ufishtim. So also remember we saw this before, the machlokis beshayim, we saw about juxtapositions. So the Gemara says the following, lo silbash shatnis, you may not wear shatnis, tzemer ufishtim, wool and linen mixed together. Uksiv, and right after, the Torah says, gedilim taseh. Taseloch. Torah says, you shall make for yourself fringes. Fringes. You make for yourself tzitzis. Now, also, the Gemara says like this. Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Gedilim taseloch li'elu. Now, the simple reading of the Pesukim according to the Gemara is like this. Torah says, you can't wear shatnez, wool, and linen mixed together. Then what does it say right afterwards? Gedilim taseloch. Now, make fringes for yourself. Now, what does the loch refer to? So the Gemara wants to say that the simple reading of the Pesukim in the Torah means the loch refers to begadim of tzemer ofishtim. It refers to begadim of wool or linen. Meaning, so if you have one of these begadim mentioned in the previous pasuk, right? So lo silba shatnis, tzemer ufishtim, gedilim taseloch. So therefore, what does that mean? If you have a baguette that's either tsemer or fishtim, that you should make tzitzis for, but any other baguette would not be chayiv in tzitzis. So the Gemara says, Saka daitcha mina ki Rava. Now I might have thought that halacha follows Rava. What did Rava say? Now, also, before we go on, take a look at Rashi. When it says, Saka daitcha ki Rava, kilomar, Saka daitcha mina, delo darshinan hani smuchin le'inyan talis. Lemeimar de talis tzemer ufishtim taset tzitzis, velo lishar talis ela leinyan tzitzis tidrashel gedilim taselacha mitzemer ufishtim. So we're going to see the following. According to the straight reading of the pasuk, is gedilim taselach is referring to the beged. So the Torah says, well, if you go ahead, you can't make a beged combined of tzemer ufishtim. But if you happen to have a beged of tzemer or fishtim, then what? Then make tzitzis. So Rava is going to dashen it differently. Rava is going to say that the pasuk is not actually referring to the beged of tzitzis, but rather what? To the tzitzis themselves. So what's the drasha of Rava? Sagadet chaminiki de Rava. The Rava, romiksiv. Rava contrasts the two psukim. What are the two psukim? On one hand it says, hakanaf. So the Torah says, quoting the pasuk over here, "Daber al bnei Yisrael amar taleim vasulam tzitzis al kanfei vigdehem l'dorosam v'nasnu al tzitzis hakanaf." So interestingly enough, this word hakanaf, which means corner, is extra. So the Gemara says, "What does that mean? What does Rava do with it?" Rava says, "Hakanaf min knaf." It means that tzitzis must resemble the corner of the beged. What does that mean? Uksiv semeru fishtim. And yet the Torah also says that it should be wool or linen yachtov. So we'll say, watch this. So Rava understands that the Torah is giving us two contradictory messages. On one hand, when it says hakanaf means what? That the tzitzis must be made of the same material of the corner, which means of the beged. So what could tzitzis be made out of? What can be made out of? Anything you want, according to hakanaf. Because hakanaf tells you, whatever the corner is made of, that's what the tzitzis can be made of. On the other hand, it says what? Tzemeru Fishtim. On the other hand, the previous pasuk said Tzemeru Fishtim Yachdav, and then Gidilan Taras Halacha, which tells us what? That tzitzis should be made of Tzemeru Fishtim. So which one is it? Can tzitzis be made of anything, or is tzitzis made of Tzemeru Fishtim? To which the Gemara says, Hakei, the Rav says, it's not a problem. And Rav says, by the way, this is Halacha L'maisa. Even though, I want to just point out, it's one of these interesting ideas where the Gemara is going to reject the interpretation of Rava for this particular subject, but we actually adopt the position of Rava, Halacha L'maisa. It's only because this is not a discussion in Hilchos Tzitzis. That's why the Gemara is rejecting it for the drush of Tana Debeir of Yishmael. But Halacha L'maisa, we accept it. Hakei, so that's according to Rava. So remember also, again, just you should feel the tension. This is not much like anxiety provoking tension in the pasuk, because on one hand, Hakanaf tells us that tzitzis have to resemble the corner, which tells us we don't care what the beged is made of, as long as the tzitzis is made of the same material of the beged. Then it says Tzemeru Fishtim, which tells us tzitzis has to be wool or linen. So which one is it? Rav says it's not a problem. Okay, so Tzemeru Fishtim, Potrin Bein Baminon, Shelo Baminon. Right? Bein Shelo Baminon. So we'll say, here's how Rav says it. If you have tzitzis that are made of wool or linen, those are like super tzitzis. Super tzitzis means what? That it doesn't matter what your beged is made of. Whatever your beged is made of, those tzitzis satisfy the obligation. However, sharminin, if you have tzitzis made of another material, baminan potrin, shelo baminan ein potrin. If you have tzitzis made of a different material, those are of compromised halachic strength. Meaning what? They only work if they are the same material as the beged. But if they have a different material of the beged, then the tzitzis will not work. So again, according to Rava, the way he reconciles is like this, not a problem. Tzemeru Fishtim teaches us that if you have tzitzis made of wool or linen, it doesn't matter what the material of the beged is, whatever the material it is. Halacha L'maisa, Rava said this also, by the way, I just want to point out, this presupposes that Rava also paskins like Hillel, right? Like Beis Hillel, who holds that a beged of tzitzis can be made of any material. Because remember again, now when I say any doesn't necessarily mean any. Well, when we get to the Sugyas on Tzitzis in a couple of years, we'll discuss this further in depth. But at least the fundamental machlokes, Hillel and Shammai, was that according to Shammai, the beged itself could only be Tzemeru Fishtim. Right? That's according to Shammai. Hillel says, no, the beged could even be of other materials, which is how we paskin as well. How far you take other materials? Does it have to be natural materials? Can it be synthetic materials as well? That's a big machlokes aposkin. That's the machlokes aposkim. And even according to the ones who hold that it can be other materials, we mentioned yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch himself still says, l'chatchila, if you can have wool, that's always better. I'm sorry? Right, we did, truth is, in our Shulchan Aruch Habura, we did study these laws of Tzitzis and Mirtzis, and we begin that again tomorrow evening. 9:15, here in the base Medrash, we're actually beginning in Simit Nem Zayin, in Aruch Chaim, which is going to be Hilchos Tefila. Okay.
If the juxtaposition of the two sugyim is what actually teaches me, right, then...
It's not double dipping. I'll tell you why. It's two different exegetical vehicles. One is smuchin. Smuchin has nothing to do with the words. Smuchin has to do with placement. And the second one is a drusha in the words. It's not double dipping. So the Gemara says like this. Sefer Rav says it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Tzemeru Fishtim, if you have tzitzis of wool or linen, they take care of any beged. It doesn't matter what your beged is made of. Halacha L'maisa, your tzitzis of wool or linen take care of your beged. However, sharminin, if you have tzitzis made of any other material, baminan potrin, shelo baminan ein potrin. So if you have tzitzis of other materials, so tzitzis of another material, so for example, if you have cotton tzitzis, so cotton tzitzis will work with a cotton beged. If you have nylon tzitzis will work with a nylon beged. But if you have cotton tzitzis, will not work, let's say, on a wool beged. Right, or cotton tzitzis will not work on a linen beged. So that's how Rava reconciles the two different psukim. So Gemara says, I might have thought Sakhadait called Kirava. I might have thought that the halacha follows Rava. Look at Rashi, what does that mean? The Amar Hakanaf, Asr la Ashma Inan, the Lo Sidrosh Smuchin la Miftar Shar Begadim, the Vadai Mechai. So we'll say, remember, according to Rava, the reason why we don't like Rava in this context is because Rava is not darshaning the Smuchin for beged purposes. Rava's darshaning the smuchin for tzitzis purposes. So for our purposes in today's daf, this derails our conversation, because for today, we don't care about tzitzis. What do we care about? A beged. we're trying to figure out what is the definition of a beged. So for Rava goes against our needs for today. Because remember, the way we want to dash in, the way we need to dash in this psukim right now is that the juxtaposition between shatnez and tzitzis gives us what? Gives us a definition of a beged. Because remember, for us, the operating piece by tzitzis that we're focused on right now is not kanaf, but what? But rather the word beged in the parasha of tzitzis. Because beged in the parasha of tzitzis tells us, what's the definition of beged? Look at the pasuk before. What did the Torah say? Tzemer ufishtin. So I might have thought that aloch l'maisa, we paskin like Rava, and therefore we don't focus so much on the definition of beged, but we're using the juxtaposition to teach us the din of knaf. Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, Rava is not part of our conversation. So like I said, we accept Rava halacha l'maisa, but Rava is ejected from this conversation because Rava chooses to darshan the juxtaposition for kanaf, for a definition of the corner, and not for the definition of beged. Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Ravashi. So Rav Acha b'rei de Rava Sitrash. So at the end of the day, we're still somewhat stuck with reconciling these two different opinions of Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. So we had again the approach of Rava, we had the approach of Rav Papa. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Ravashi. L'Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael. So Rav Acha b'rei de Rava said to Ravashi the following. According to the Tana de Beit Rabbi Yishmael, Mai shna le'inyon tuma demar bi shar begadim, dechsev o beged, hachin nami lema l'rabos shar begadim. Right, me'asher techaseba. So the Gemara says like this. So now Rav Ashi said to Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Look at Rashi for just a moment, Rabosai. Ma'ishna aliba de Rav Nachman kaboyle de amar afkol la'asuye tzitzis. So now the Gemara says like this. So Rav Ashi says, according to, Rav Ashi said. Rav Acha b'rei de Rava said to Rav Ashi that according to the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael who held that O beged comes to include all different types of begadim for tumah purposes, why don't we say by tzitzis also comes to include all different types of begadim from the phrase of asher techaseba, right? Asher techaseba, whatever you cover yourself with will go ahead and be subject to the laws of tzitzis, to which the Gemara answers, because we need that pasuk for something else. Hahu la'asuye ksus suma hu da'asa. Asher techaseba, any garment with which you cover yourself with, comes to include the garment of a suma, of a blind person, and to tell you that even the garment of a blind person is chayiv in tzitzis. Okay, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says the following, Disanya, because the pasuk says, it might be locked, Disanya, Uri isem oso. So the Torah says that you will go ahead and you will see it. Right? So remember, what does Uri Isim also mean? You will go out, now this is Dafka, the Pasuk by Tzitzis. The Torah says, Vayalachem l'tzitzis Uri Isim also. You're supposed to see the Tzitzis, Prat Luxus Laila. Now what does Uri Isim also come to exclude, Rabosai? We already saw this in yesterday's Daf. Uri Isim also comes to exclude Ksus Laila. Right, remember again, we saw this yesterday with Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Right, this is why Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's students didn't want to put woolen tzitzis on their linen garments. So Guru Yisrael also comes to tell you that if you have a garment that is worn at night, even if it's a four-cornered garment, you are not chayiv to go ahead and put tzitzis on it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ksus laila, ksus hamiyuchad lelelos delo nechayiv." Now, also Rashi just adds an very important qualifier over here. It's what we call "ksus hamiyuchad lelelo." Ksus hamiyuchad lelelo means what? It's actively designated for nighttime. Meaning, because you could have a garment which you sometimes wear during the day, sometimes wear at night, and that might be chayiv in tzitzis if you sometimes wear it by day. But halacha lemaisa, if it's never worn by day, only worn by night, it's not chayiv in tzitzis. Ata omer prad luksus laila, o eina ela prad luksus suma. So Gemara says, well, one second. How do you know that it comes to exclude ksus laila? Maybe it comes to exclude what? The clothing of a blind person. Right? Because a blind person will never fulfill the dictum of Uri Isim also. Same, you shouldn't have to put tzitzis on his garment. So the Gemara says, Kishahu Omer Asher Techaseba Ha Ksus Suma. No, so in the Torah adds in the extra qualifying phrase of you have to put tzitzis on any garment in which you cover yourself with, that comes to include the clothing of a Suma. So the Gemara says, one second. The Gemara says, Asher Techaseba Ha Ksus Suma Omer Ha Ma'ani Mekayim Uri Isim Osa Prat Luxus Laila, and therefore Uri Isim also comes to exclude what? A nighttime garment. Uma ro'is l'rabos suma ulohot siksus laila. So we'll say now the Gemara asks a very simple question. So I'll say here's what we have. We have two phrases. Asher techaseva uri'isim osa. So the Gemara is suggesting uri'isim osa comes to exclude ksus laila. That if you have a nighttime garment that you wouldn't normally see, you don't have to put tzitzis on it. And asher techaseva comes to what? Comes to include the ksus of a suma, a blind man's clothing. So the Gemara just says, how do you know what to include and what to exclude? Meaning, I could just as easily exclude the clothing of a suma from what? Or isim also, right? In fact, I don't know, maybe that's even more intuitive, right? So the Gemara just says, how do you know what to include, what to exclude? So the Gemara says, very simple, I'll tell you. Mar ba'ani ksus suma, sheyeshna bere'iya eitzel achirim. Because the Gemara suggests that the clothing of a suma is not excluded from the parsha of Re'iyah. Why? Because even though the suma himself can't see it, others can see it. Others can see it. Umotzi aniksus laila she'ina bere'iyah et l'achirim. But I will exclude what? Nighttime clothing, which is what? Out of the parsha of Re'iyah, no one sees it. So it's a very, 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 very interesting approach. So therefore, if Re'isim also coming to tell you only clothing that can be seen, only clothing that is in the parsha of sight. The clothing of a suma is in the parsha of sight, albeit not his own. Nighttime clothing is not in the parsha of sight as well. The Eima L'Rabos, Shar Begadim, say that it comes to conclude other Begadim. So I'll say what's interesting is, why don't we say the following? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mar b'shar begadim. Alright, Rashi doesn't help. But, I'm sorry. The aim of the rabbi is shar begadim v'lo ksus suma. So the Gemara suggests maybe the phrase of asher techaseba, that which you clothe yourself in. Right now, the Gemara is using that to come to include what? Clothing of a blind person. Maybe it doesn't come to include clothing of a blind person. You know what it should come to include? Clothing begadim of all other materials, not just semerufishtim, and that makes us asher. Anything that you cover yourself with is subject to tzitzis. Even if it's not woolen linen. To which the Gemara says, no, mistabra koi b'tsemerufishtim, mar b'tsemerufishtim. We'll say, remember, what are we in the middle of? We're in the middle of the discussion of semerufishtim. Now remember, because don't lose sight, the parasha of tzitzis immediately follows what? Shatnez. Shatnez. So right, the pasuk before just said lo silba shatnez tzemer ufishtim yachtov. So the Torah is already in the parsha of woolen linen. Right afterwards, the Torah begins a discussion of the beged of tzitzis. So the Gemara says, if you're in the parsha of tzemer ufishtim, and then the Torah launches into a discussion about beged, so it makes sense to say that the discussion is centered on tzemer ufishtim. Koy b'tzemer ufishtim. Koy b'tzemer ufishtim mar b'shar b'kodim. Does it make sense to say that if we're in the middle of discussing tzemer ufishtim, that Asher Techaseba is coming to include other materials? So the Gemara is saying is like this. Here's what we know. Uri Isim also is coming to exclude. So that we've already excluded Ksus Laila, because it's not in the parsha of Re'iyah at all. Now we have to figure out Asher Techaseba. When Torah adds in that phrase, that garment that clothes you as Chayiv and Tzitzis, it comes to include something. What is it coming to include? So the Gemara says, Suma, clothing of a Suma. Why? Because it's in the parasha of Re'iyah. Why not include Begadim of other materials? So the Gemara says, because that's totally off topic. Because we're in the middle of discussing a Beged as qualified and defined by the previous Pasuk of Shatnez, which told us that the definition of a Beged is Semer Ufishtim. Therefore, the Ribui, if the Torah is going to come to include something, it makes sense to include it within the context of what it is that we're discussing, i.e. a beged of tzemer ufishtim, and not start including other begadim. Therefore, Chazal said it must come to include the beged of a suma, which is still within the parasha of tzemer ufishtim. So the Gemara goes on, Amr Abaye, Reb Shimon Elazar of Asumchus, Amr Davar Echad. Reb Shimon Elazar and Asumchus said the same thing. Both said the same thing. Reb Shimon Elazar had Amr. So Reb Shimon Elazar recorded earlier, Asumchus de Sanya. Right, and Sumchus, we're going to learn in this Braisa. Because the Braisa says, Sumchus, Omer Sumchus says, Sichacha, betivoy psula, mitnei shemetama bebegodim. So Sumchus says, if you go ahead and you use for schach, tivoy is literally spun threads of flax. It's psula, mitnei shemetama bebegodim. Because ultimately, it's subject to Merma, so you can't, for schach, you can't use any item that is mekabel tumah. Is Makabal Tumah. So therefore, this tivui, right, these spun threads of flax are finished product enough that they're subject to Tumas Negoim. So the Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? ki hai tana, like the following tana, this nan, shasi v'orev metamim b'negoim miyad. That, remember, again, I will say, he's spoken about the shasi v'orev, so we call it, the shasi is the warp, right, which runs along the length of the fabric, and the orev is the woof, which crisscrosses at right angles with the shasi. So shasin orev metame benegoy miyad. So as soon as you begin to crisscross these fabrics, they're subject to the laws of tuma, right? Of negoyim, excuse me, of tzaras. Did Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer, hashasi mishiyale. The shasi only becomes subject to tuma. The warp thread is subject to tuma as soon as it comes out. Now shiyale Rashi says shiusholin osam in ayor shishoklin osal lavno. As soon as it comes out of the pot, I guess they used to soak this thread in order to go ahead and make it white, in order to whiten it, they would bleach it. As soon as it comes out of the pot in which it was soaking, it's subject to laws of tuma. Ha'orev miyad, as opposed to the wolf thread, the crisscross thread, which is subject to tuma immediately. Va'unin shalpishna mishiyis lavnu, and unin shalpishan are bundles of unspun flax. As soon as they are dyed, become subject to tuma. So also the point over here is that the point that Barbai is making is that Rav Shimon Elazar and Sumchos, Rav Shimon Elazar was the one who said earlier that these other materials are subject to tuma. Right, he was the one. He was the disputant of the Tana debate of Rabbi Yishmael, who held that the only types of begadim that become subject to tuma are just tzemer ufishtim. Abai is just pointing out that Shimon Elazar is not alone. He has good support from Sumchos as well. Let's begin the Mishnah. Kolayotze mina eitz in madlikin bo ela pishtan. Anything that comes from a tree, we actually, let's say, this is a little anticlimactic for us because we saw this Mishnah quoted earlier in the Gemara. Kolayotze mina eitz in madlikin bo ela pishtan. Anything that comes from a tree. Anything that comes from a tree, you can't go ahead and use for oil, except for flax. Now, I will say, here's what's interesting. The fact that it says except for flax indicates, and I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, that when the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says eitz, eitz doesn't really mean a tree. What does eitz mean? Eitz means a plant. Plant life. Right? That anything that comes from plants, you should not use for hadlakas, you should not use for candle lighting, with the exception of flax. The exception of flax. V'chalayotze mina eitz, anything that comes from an eitz, right, from a tree, eino metami tumas oelim, does not become tame through tumas ohel. Now, what is tumas ohel? Look at Rashi just a moment. Eino metami tumas oelim. First of all, take a quick look at Rashi. The first Rashi, eima likimbo, la'asos psila, mekanvus, ubeget kanvus umitzemer. So here the Mishnah is talking about labdafko oils, but talking about over here wicks. Wicks. So you should not go ahead and use for wicks anything that comes from an eitz. From an eitz, except for flax. Furthermore, okay, eino metami tumas oelim, Rashi says, im osa mehen ohel, if let's say, if you took, right, anything that comes from an eitz, anything that comes from plants, if you fashioned from it a roof, im osa mehen ohel, v'hameis tachtov, and there's someone dies underneath this roof, have kishar bayis ve'ein tzarech lahat bil ha'ohel atzmo delo kibel tuma ela kelim shetachtov. So we'll say what this means is, if you were to, let's say, make a roof out of one of these plants, so the roof itself, you see, here's the thing about tumas ohel. Tumas ohel says that if there's a dead body underneath the roof, so anything that's what? Anything that's under the roof with that dead body becomes tummy as well. The interesting part is everything below the roof becomes tummy, but the roof itself does not become tummy. Now we'll see why that is. There's a very simple reason for it, because halacha lemaisa, anything that's mechubel lekarka, anything that's attached to the ground does not become tummy. Does not become tummy. The roof is attached to the ground. So the Gemara, we'll see why the Mishnah has to spell this out over here. What the Mishnah is pointing out is, if you went ahead and you made a roof of anything that's yotzei mina eitz, so if you made a roof of anything that comes from plant life, eino mitame tumas oalim, it does not go ahead and become tummy. Does not become tummy. The item itself doesn't become tame. Ela pishtan, with the exception of flax. Take a look at Rashi. Ela pishtan, sha'af ohel tame kidichsid vihiza al ha'ohel. The only exception to this will be if you happen to make a roof out of flax and someone died underneath the roof. Not only do the items underneath the roof become tame, but what? The roof itself becomes tame as well. Let's do two lines in the Gemara. Minolon, the Pishtan Ikri 8. How do we know that flax is called a tree? Because also what the Gemara is pointing out over here is the Mishnah says, Kolayotze mina eitz imad ligimo, anything that comes from a tree, you can't use for hadlaka, except for Pishtan. Now we know Pishtan's not a tree. We know that Pishtan is a plant. But yet the Mishnah calls it a tree. So why does the Mishnah call Pishtan a tree if it's not a tree? So the Gemara says, Amar Azutra da Amakra, So also at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, right, when Yehoshua sends Meraglim into the land, right, they find a woman by the name of Rachav. Rachav agrees to hide them. Where does she hide them? She hides them, she takes them up to the roof, and she hid them bepishtei ha'etz. She hid them within the flax. But the fact that the Navi calls the stalks of the flax an eitz, so the Mishnah essentially borrows biblical terminology and calls flax eitz as well. All right, we'll stop over here for today.